Hello again. Discernment is one of those distinctive words used quite a lot in Jesuit or Ignatian circles in approaching significant decisions from this perspective. A person practices discernment when praying and reflecting about it. Simply put, discernment can be defined as making a decision in the presence of God. Now, I should note that discernment principles and a formal process of discernment may be found on a link attached next to this homily. Turning to today's readings, the roots of Ignatian discernment may be found in the boy Samuel learning to listen to the voice of God. And Jesus himself, in the gospel, seems to have practiced discernment where we hear that after a night of prayer, Jesus returns to his mission with a sense of purpose. In the first reading from the book of Samuel, we hear how the child Samuel learns that his mentor, the prophet Elijah, how after three times of being awakened at night, this boy discerns the voice of God. As the passage relates, quote, "When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence, calling out as before, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Samuel answered, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.'" Unquote. Then in the gospel, we read Mark's account of an encounter between Peter and Jesus in the words, quote, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." Unquote. Folks, do you get a sense of how Jesus' response was a product of an evening of discernment and how this process gave Jesus a greater sense of his overall purpose? Picture, if you will, of how St. Ignatius of Loyola would have prayed over these readings as he learned to listen with a sense of his life purpose. Ignatius probably prayed over these passages often. As he formulated his spiritual exercises, he places a great deal on learning to listen, like Samuel, how to respond to the voice of God that is prompting him, which for Ignatius and ourselves as Christians are really the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Ignatius also incorporated into his spiritual exercises a way for a person to consider one's fundamental purpose of life, so that, to paraphrase Jesus, one has a sense of the reason for living. Indeed, at the very beginning of the spiritual exercises, Ignatius has a prayer known as the Principle and Foundation. I invite you to listen to this contemporary interpretation and translation of the Principle and Foundation. Quote, "The goal of our lives is to live with God forever. God, who loves us, gave us life. Our own response of love allows God's life to flow into us without limit. All the things in this world are gifts from God, presented to us so that we can know God more easily and make a return of love more readily. As a result, we appreciate and use all these gifts of God insofar as they help us to develop as loving persons. But if any of these gifts become the center of our lives, they displace God and so hinder our growth toward our goal. In everyday life, then, we must hold ourselves in balance before all of these created gifts, insofar as we have a choice and are not bound by some obligation. We should not fix our desires on health or sickness, wealth or poverty, success or failure, a long life or a short one, for everything has the potential of calling forth in us a deeper response to our life in God. Our only desire and our one choice should be this: I want and I choose what better leads to God's deepening his life in me." Unquote. Friends, do you see how Ignatius, through this fundamental prayer, incorporates the purpose of Jesus in his words, "For this reason I have come"? Yes, the principle and foundation prayer may serve to deepen the process of discernment, leading to greater clarity in the small and especially the big decisions of our lives. Now permit me to offer an experience of how we can collectively listen with purpose. As many of you know, the church has been asked to prepare for a major synod by engaging in a series of listening sessions so as to renew the church. The synod with the bishops will take place in Rome in the fall of 2023. We are invited to participate in this global synod process through our upcoming parish meetings. And it represents how members of Holy Trinity Parish can practice listening with purpose in a certain way, discernment of the church's purpose at this time in history. In this past weekend's bulletin, the president of our parish council, Tanya Komiak-Luka, summarized the purpose of the listening process in terms of three questions. Quote, how are you invited to be engaged? And are there things that hinder you from being active in this parish? Two, what space is there for the church to listen to the voices on the peripheries, especially cultural groups, women, people with disabilities, those who experience poverty, marginalization, or social exclusion? Three, how does your prayer life and celebration of the Mass inspire and inform your personal decisions and decisions in the parish community? Unquote. Tanya also encourages parishioners to attend at least one of the four meetings scheduled the following days and times. They are Sunday, January 16th at 2 o'clock, Thursday, January 20th at 7, Sunday, January 23rd at 2, Thursday, January 27th at 7. All of these at present, I would expect the 16th and the 20th to be on Zoom. We're waiting to determine whether or not the 23 and the 27th meeting will be on Zoom. The link, however, to these Zoom meetings may be found on our parish website. Friends, certainly the example Samuel, Jesus, and Ignatius provide us individually and collectively help us to discern the challenging decisions of our lives and to enhance the meaning of our lives by learning to listen with purpose. In other words, to live lives of discernment.